Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hunter Biden in more trouble, maybe. Depends on how you look at this. He has now officially missed the House Oversight Committee's deadline to turn over important documents. So now the Republicans have to decide what they are going to do next. Do you subpoena him and then maybe even hold him in contempt? Take a listen to this breaking news.
Bill, the House Oversight Committee is inching closer this morning to issuing a subpoena to Hunter Biden. Overnight, the president's son missed the panel's deadline to turn over records on his foreign business dealings. Hunter Biden's attorney argues the committee is overreaching, saying its scope does not include his client, who is a private person. White House correspondent Allison Harris explains where this could go next. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Mitch. Subpoenas could be imminent for Hunter Biden, as well as the president's brother, James Biden, and a business associate of theirs. As of this morning, the Bidens are past the deadline set by the House Oversight Committee to provide records related to their family business dealings overseas in Ukraine and in China. A spokesperson for the committee tells me that Hunter and James Biden's attorneys have sent letters acknowledging the request, but they have not provided materials themselves. The committee is, however, in contact with an attorney for one of their business associates, Eric Schwerin, and expects him to start producing documents soon. Now, this is just one of a slew of investigations that we've been recovering by this Republican-led committee, vowing to bring transparency and accountability about the Biden family's influence peddling, as they call it. Hunter Biden's attorney has offered to sit down with the committee to determine any legislative purpose for this investigation, making that argument that you mentioned, that his client, Hunter Biden, is a private citizen. Now, a representative tells me that the committee has yet to take Hunter Biden's attorney up on his offer to sit down with them. Hunter Biden's attorney has called the committee Wonderland and its leader, Representative James Comer, the Queen of Hearts, for Comer's, quote, inaccurate and baseless conclusions. Mitch.
So, Allison, how likely are we actually to see Hunter Biden and the president's brother, James Biden, given subpoenas in this congressional investigation?
Subpoenas are going to be a last resort, according to at least one member of the committee. Representative Pat Fallon, a Texas Republican on the committee, telling News Nation that the committee is only going to issue them if warranted, adding that if all parties involved refuse to cooperate, then all tools, including those subpoenas, are on the table.
Let me just be clear here. They are going to get subpoenaed. Hunter Biden's going to get subpoenaed. So is James Biden, the brother of the president of the United States of America. They're going to get subpoenaed because it's very clear that they believe they are above the law. They believe they're above Congress. They believe that they're going to be protected by the president and they're going to be protected by the deep state. And that is exactly why they chose deliberately to miss the panel's deadline to turn over these records on foreign business dealings. Now, the committee first made the request on February the 9th. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, he's been very clear lately accusing the Bidens of not only influence peddling, but also possibly being compromised by foreign governments. He says he doesn't know specifically what services Hunter or James Biden provided in many different countries to receive the millions of dollars in return. That's why they're asking for these documents so they can say, hey, fill in the blanks about your finances. Now, the spokesperson for the committee also says that James Biden's attorneys, and he's got some top-level attorneys now, we've just found out, sent letters acknowledging the request but have not provided any of the materials either. Why? Because they don't feel like they have to play within this system. Do you know who our dad is? Do you know who our brother is? That's basically the mentality. You don't screw with us. We're the Biden family. Now, there's also something else that's interesting. The committee has also been in contact with the attorney for another business associate. Let's talk about Eric Swearin real quick. They are now expecting Eric Swearin, because he's not last name Biden, to start producing documents soon. It also recently asked for testimony from Eric Swearin in front of the committee. That could be extremely damning to James Biden and Hunter Biden, as well as Joe Biden. Now, Hunter continues to say, none of your business. James says the same thing. But everyone else around them is terrified that they may go to jail. You look at the ties to Burisma, that Ukrainian energy company. That's been a fixation for a long time of this committee and conservatives who actually want to get to the truth. Biden, we know for a fact, joined the board of Burisma in 2014, around the exact same time his father, who was then the vice president, was conducting the Obama administration's foreign policy for Ukraine. Several members, by the way, have argued for years now that Hunter Biden's work in Ukraine clearly influenced the Obama administration's policies towards the Eastern European nation. Now, I'm going to stop there and give you another headline that might explain a lot of what I'm talking about right now with the corruption, okay? Biden administration came out today, while all this is happening, and said they clear Ukraine of misusing U.S. financial aid. The USAID Samantha Power said there's, quote, no evidence of misspending of the $100 billion that we have sent to Ukraine so far. Now, how would you know that by doing an investigation if you're dealing with a war-torn country? How would you be able to clear them this quickly when a lot of questions have been asked? Maybe it's because the Biden administration knows when to cover something up. This also sounds an awful lot like the exact same way our government treated Hunter Biden and the president and the email server of Hillary Clinton, right? Nothing to see here. We say there's no problem. Let's keep moving on. Ukraine, quote, is not misusing the tens of billions of dollars in direct financial assistance that it is receiving courtesy of U.S. taxpayers, according to a top Biden administration official this morning. Samantha Power, the administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, also USAID, gave the public information during a CNN live town hall. Her assurances came just hours ahead of the White House revealing it's going to give another $2 billion of your tax dollars in military aid to Ukraine as its war with Russia officially hits the one-year mark. How much are we on the hook for so far? Well, the total amount of American military assistance, your tax dollars, going to Ukraine is now over $30 billion in the first year. The former Obama administration official further claimed Ukraine has made progress in working to root out corruption, while officials are continually checking to ensure that U.S. taxpayers' dollars are, quote, used properly. Up until this point, we don't have any evidence that the U.S. assistance is being misused or misspent. But the key is not resting on anybody's goodwill or virtue, Powers went on to say. She was responding to a question posed about Ukraine's long history of massive corruption. The same corruption that was actually being investigated by a prosecutor who was fired because Joe Biden demanded. That prosecutor, who was trying to root out corruption, was investigating the corrupt company Burisma. That company is the company that was giving millions of dollars to the Biden crime family. I want to just go back and remind you of that tape of the president of the United States of America, after he left the vice presidency, bragging about getting and using American aid as the leverage to get an individual fired inside of the Ukrainian government that was investigating corruption, and that also included Burisma. And we're supposed to believe now that nothing shady is happening with any of our tax dollars going to Ukraine. Listen to the president in his own words as just a quick reminder of just how arrogant the Biden family is when it comes to their foreign policy for their own pocketbooks.
I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "Nah," I said, "I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, I said, "Call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
I love how he says, and they put in place someone that was solid, right? Well, someone that was solid that wouldn't look at the corruption of his own family. His own son and all the billions, or I say millions, coming in from Ukraine. All right, I'm going to tell you more about this in a second, but I do need to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide. And you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say, "I sent you," and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. You look at the Biden team, there is no way that you could do a forensic accounting of the more than $100 billion in military and humanitarian aid that we've given to Ukraine since the start of the war 1 year ago. There's no way that you could actually look into this amount of potential corruption in one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Ukrainian corruption, and I learned this almost a year ago, right when this started. I was in Hungary, and I was meeting with some top people, and they're like, "Ben, what America doesn't understand is our neighbor, who we're helping right now, right, with the humanitarian crisis, the people leaving Ukraine, trying to just, you know, be safe, is that Ukraine makes Russia look normal." And I was like, "What do you mean?" They're like, "If you think Russian corruption's bad, you have no idea how bad it is in Ukraine." And this is before, obviously, you know, you had Russia invading. Ukraine's a beautiful country. Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries in that part of the world. And what they were telling me was, is like, you guys don't, you know, you might want to back Ukraine, and you might as a nation be excited about standing up to Russia, but know that this country has decades and decades of extreme and massive corruption that makes Russia look normal. Now, if you listen and then you go back and look at some of the examples, you start to realize very quickly, and this is why I love traveling the world and talking to world leaders in other countries, they made it clear, like, you guys are getting bamboozled is what they were implying. And that was a year ago. There's also been some reporting that would go against what the Biden officials saying instantly, like, "Hey, we've decided it. that they're not misusing aid. There's no way you could do a forensic accounting of that right now at this point. But there's other news that's broken that should put some of this into doubt. Let me give an example. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry recently has been dealing with a string of corruption scandals. The latest one is actually concerning excessive food payments. Let me go that back to just that story. And this is one of those things that the Biden administration doesn't want you to know about. There were a string of senior Ukrainian government officials that were sacked or resigned amid a flurry of corruption claims that came out. And this is just 1 month ago today. Why did they get sacked? Why did they resign? Because they were shown the door because they were accused of taking illicit payments as the Ministry of Defense allegedly signed overinflated military contracts. Reports of foul play in Ukraine's high offices, and I'm reading for a news report now, first broke over the weekend when critics pointed to under-the-table payments to the deputy ministers and suspect military equipment contracts. However, only a few now are details being made about to the public about what actually happened, and those accused are now finally being named. AFP reported that the deputy defense minister, the deputy head of the presidential administration, and the deputy prosecutor general are among the officials who have allegedly left Zelensky's government. This is dated January the 24th of 2023, so a month ago. The Guardian also wrote a deep dive into this, detailing the comprehensive list of dismissals, claiming it is long. In fact, they tried to ask Zelensky about this. And then Zelensky started relieving different people of duties as part of the wave of exits that happened. This is, again, within the last month. This move also comes amid a corruption scandal which saw infrastructure deputy of Ukraine sacked and detained for alleged theft of $400,000. That alone from the winter aid budget, quote unquote. Military-grade weaponry in Ukraine has previously allegedly have been sold on to international buyers on the encrypted messaging app Telegram, including some hardware made in the United States of America. That's also been reported on in the last 2 months. In fact, a Canadian NGO has warned that Western weapons shipped to Ukraine could actually end up in Russia hands, but may even end up being sold on the international black market because they're worth so much money. Ukrainian's deputy defense minister is responsible for supplying troops with food and equipment. He has also resigned, citing media accusations of corruption that he and the ministry say are, quote, baseless, yet he resigned. A statement on the defense ministry's website said the resignation was a worthy deed that would help retain trust in the ministry, quote unquote. The deputy prosecutor general has also been removed from his post, according to the prosecutor general's office. And two deputy ministers resigned from Ukraine's Ministry of Communication and Territory Developments because of corruption. This is a month ago, y'all. All this happened a month ago. According to The Guardian, the heads of five regional authorities across the country have also been dismissed. Over the weekend, Euronews reported a Ukrainian newspaper investigation accused the defense minister of signing off on contracts to supply food to frontline troops at 2 to 3 times the regular price. Why would you do that? Because you're getting massive kickbacks. We also have been told that military-grade weapons, including U.S. hardware in Ukraine, are allegedly being sold to international buyers via the messaging app, as I mentioned a moment ago, Telegram. Tell you about that story in just a moment. Now, the amount in question, we're being told at the time, was $374 million that the U.S. is going to give for 2023. these resignations have happened, it will make it possible to, quote, preserve the confidence of society and international partners, is what the Ministry of Defense said in a press release. So they're admitting it, right? All these people are getting kicked out of office. This is happening right now. And Biden official comes out and clears Ukraine of misusing U.S. financial aid. How is that possible when a month ago, all these people who were dealing with U.S. financial aid have all been either fired or left office? How is that possible? Let's go to the weapons. Let's talk about that. Military-grade weaponry in Ukraine is also allegedly being sold on to international buyers, including some hardware that's made in America. Weapons that have been allegedly collected in Ukraine during the country's ongoing war with Russia have been put up for sale on Telegram channels, including various kinds of automatic rifles as well as small arms. Weapons said to be for sale include not just Ukrainian origin arms, such as old Soviet era AK-47 rifles, but also American-made rifles like the M16 and the M4, along with other NATO member origin firearms like the ARX-160A1, manufactured by the Italian weapons company Beretta. It remains unclear whether weapons are being sold by Ukrainians or by Russians who have collected them over the course of the war, but we can't get an official answer from the Ukrainian government. Canadian NGO Project warned earlier this year of the possibility that the arms from the West are actually ending up on the black market, with one researcher saying there is a real threat that the Ukrainian government is actually not in control of all these weapons and they're being sold to the highest bidder. Whenever the conflict does subside, these weapons aren't just going to go poof and disappear. The warning also was that the illegal arms trade often runs along the same routes as the illegal drug trade, noting that radical Islamic jihadist cells may be tempting to purchase weapons being sold through encrypted apps that are actually coming from America. During the early days of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Islamic extremists called on jihadists to take advantage of the war, with the Islamic State terror organization recommending supporters use the conflict to, quote, collect weapons that can be used in terror attacks, for example, down the road. What do they actually say? Quote, to the brothers, supporters of the Islamic State in Russia and Ukraine, seize the opportunity, brothers, and collect weapons. For weapons have been widely distributed to civilians. We can use these to attack the crusaders, the Islamic State jihadists urged. Quote, let Muslims see their war as a divine gift to the Muslims in Ukraine, in Russia, and in the entire world. For those who contemplate it, there are indications that it will change the face of the world. And if the Muslims take advantage of it, it will be a large building block that will advance them towards a renewal of their glory. Now, members of the Islamic State terrorist group have celebrated the ongoing conflict because they believe that it's a chance for them to get their hands on new weaponry. They have gotten their hands on a lot of old American weapons that were left back in Afghanistan, Iraq, and the war. But they're saying now, we've got to celebrate this conflict between Russia and Ukraine. We have to, because this will spread out the European countries. They won't be focused on us. The Islamic State magazine, Al-Naba, said to have published an editorial this week regarding the invasion of Ukraine, labeling the conflict a divine punishment, and going on to state that it will have significant consequences that will change many of the laws of peace and war between those countries. The writers of the editorial, which is said to have been distributed on the encrypted messaging app Telegram, also called on supporters of the Islamic State to take advantage of this chaos, claiming that conflict is only the beginning of the wider battle and we must seize the day. What is happening today, quote, the direct bloody war between the Orthodox crusaders, Russia and Ukraine, is but one example of God's punishment for them, as described in the Quran. The author of the editorial said, referring to the combatant state predominant faith, whether long or short, this Russian-Ukrainian war is but the beginning of the next wars between the crusader countries. And the images of destruction and death we see are but a small scene of the situation in which the great war begins. The Islamic extremists went on to state this, going on, we must condemn foreigners fighting for Ukraine as infidel militias. A prior report from the Middle East Media Research Institute claimed that Islamic State chat servers have urged supporters, not only in Ukraine, but in Russia, to carry out attacks in retaliation for the country's roles in defeating the group in the Middle East. To the brothers, supporters of the Islamic State in Russia and Ukraine seized the opportunity, brothers, and again called for them to collect all the weapons they could, saying, these weapons have been widely distributed to civilians. We must grab them now. This is from God.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Another Telegram channel said to be linked to a sympathizer to Al-Qaeda from Jordan commented on the conflict saying this: let Muslims see the war as a divine gift to the Muslims there in Ukraine, in Russia, and in the entire world. For those who contemplate it, there are indications that it will change the face of the world. And if the Muslims take advantage of it, it will be a large, quote, building block that will advance them towards the renewal of their glory. So let's just step back and go back to the false claim that I started the show with. You've got a country now whose leaders are firing people left and right in Ukraine for being busted for corruption. Not because they were corrupt, just because they were busted. And Ukraine knew that they didn't fire them or get rid of them in some capacity. They may actually be working behind the scenes. We don't know. But if you didn't get rid of them, then no one was going to send the money. So they cleaned house, and it may not even be real. It may be fake. And then the Biden officials are asked about this, and they're like, hey, you guys, like, we really need to know what's going on here, right? Like, you know, this is going to make us look bad. If you want more American money, Zelensky, you got to get rid of these people. Zelensky's like, I got you, no problem. I'll go back and take care of this. We'll announce that we're firing people. And then America did what America does. Cleared Ukraine of any wrongdoing so that you will not question them sending more of your tax dollars. It is impossible for Biden officials to clear Ukraine of misusing of U.S. financial aid, even though that's exactly what was said by the officials of the Biden administration. Now, let me also explain to you who the woman is that's lying to you, who's clearing Ukraine of any wrongdoing with your tax dollars. Her name is Samantha Power. You may have heard me mention her name earlier. What is she really focused on? She's focused not on this war. She's actually focused on climate change. She came out recently and said this about climate change, the same woman that you're supposed to believe on your tax dollars in Ukraine.
The question that brings you all here today and causes so many of you to do the work that you do every day, the question for the world is simple. Today we are in a global food crisis, no question. What can we do together to avert a global food catastrophe? To start, we have to understand the forces that have led us to this current precipice, the most existential of which is climate change. Each day seems to bring a new report of climate catastrophes, like the brutal heat waves we're seeing in Texas, the wildfires tearing through Europe, or the parts of the United Kingdom receiving red alert heat warnings for the first time in their history. But it turns out the biggest threat climate change poses to the world's hungry isn't a sudden shock. It is a long, sustained onslaught. Droughts that don't just last for a season, but for years.
So this is the woman, this climate change wacko, who's saying the number one threat to you is not a nuclear Russia, is not a nuclear Iran, is not China. It's a global food catastrophe. And in order to avert it with a global food security issue and crisis, that's what we really need to be focused on. This is the woman that just did the accounting of all your tax dollars going to Ukraine. Samantha Power was also on TV back in the middle of last summer, talking about Biden's request for $33 billion additional aid to Ukraine, and she celebrated fertilizer shortages that will force farmers to, quote, hasten transitions to natural solutions when American farmers and farmers around the world were terrified at some of the new regulations and the lack of fertilizer they could use. Listen.
Fertilizer shortages are real now because Russia is a big exporter of fertilizer, and even though fertilizer is not sanctioned, less fertilizer is coming out of Russia. As a result, we're working with countries to think about natural solutions like manure and compost, and this may hasten transitions that would have been in the interest of farmers to make eventually anyway. So never let a crisis go to waste, but we really do need this financial support from the Congress to be able to meet emergency food needs so we don't see the cascading deadly effects of Russia's war extend into Africa and beyond.
So the war is a good thing because it will force the farmers to change how they farm and stop relying on fertilizer. And she's the one doing the accounting in Ukraine, which I'm just curious here. Which one is it to Samantha Powers? Like, what is her actual job? I really cannot understand what it is she's supposed to be doing. What I do know is she's a crazy anti-right individual. Right. She is somebody that has been out there. And she said in her own words, the president is blatantly extorting a foreign leader. This was her testimony about Zelensky and what Donald Trump wanted to do in Ukraine. Listen carefully.
An idealist, a memoir. Samantha Power, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Anna.
I want to get to your book, of course, in just a moment. But first, I have to ask you about the fallout from the president's call with the Ukrainian president. You tweeted this, that Donald Trump thought it was a good idea to release this transcript as a staggering testament to the endemic corruption of his administration. He and his close advisors have lost the ability to even see what's incriminating. Ambassador, that is quite the statement.
Well, I mean, I think what we have seen from the beginning of this presidency is a pattern where what matters most to the President of the United States is his own welfare, his own self-aggrandizement, his own wealth, his own political fortune. And there are so many examples of this, but here's an example where the president is blatantly extorting a foreign leader who's governing a country that has been invaded by Russia, a country that interfered in our election previously. And our president is trying to advance his own political welfare rather than look out for an ally and deliver what that country needs in order to enhance its security. So the fact that people put that transcript out and thought that it would be somehow helpful for the president, I think just speaks to how accustomed the people around President Trump have become to this pattern of behavior.
And I love this woman. This is a woman who goes on national TV and lies to you saying that Donald Trump should have been impeached for his conversation with Zelensky, and also then said that Donald Trump was compromised by the Russians and they tried to change the outcome of our last election, which he also knew was a lie. And this is the woman who loves Zelensky. This is the woman who hated the prosecutor that was looking into corruption. This is the woman that didn't want corruption to be looked at in Ukraine. And this is a woman who's now saying, I've done a forensic accounting of every dollar that's been sent to Ukraine in the last year. And don't worry, even though all the top ministers and their government have just been fired for corruption, not a single American dollar has been used for anything that looks like corruption. Really? They didn't do any audit. They just sent her out there as a useful idiot for this administration to justify sending more money to Ukraine. And they justified it. They justified it by doing one thing and one thing only. By having her say, we did an accounting, even though they clearly have not. And I wouldn't trust her accounting on anything at this point based on her own political statements in the past. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Write us a review. It'll help us reach more people. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.